Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning Inspiration. Today is Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. Welcome to Faith Confession Friday, guys. I'm so excited. It's the first episode of Faith Confession Friday, and I hope you guys had, like I said, a great week. Thank God it's Friday, right? So every Friday in May, I will be going over some faith confessions. Confessions are words that you speak into your life daily. That's it. Since the power of life and death is in our tongues, I mean, we have power in the words that we speak, and we should speak positive things into our lives, even when things don't seem so positive. So for some of us, we need to speak these things into existence. We need to be reminded of who we are, whose we are, and what we are capable of, and so much more. So use these faith confessions in your everyday routine. The faith confessions they're amazing. They empower you. They make you feel great. Even if you have to keep saying these confessions to yourself every single day until you actually believe it, it's worth it. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, once you start believing everything that you say, it makes you feel so amazing. It makes you feel so great. So my faith confession for today is called I Am So Much More. Listen, you guys, this confession is my favorite confession, and I feel like this confession was written just for me personally, because every time I hear this confession, every time I say it, it brings tears to my eyes. I just love this faith confession. And I'm going to read it to you, but I have a special guest with me today. So I want you guys to say hello to Ashley Grace.
Hi.
Say hi, Ashley. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is my daughter. She's 5. And I believe that not only do we need to speak like confessions into our lives, we need our children. We need to speak it into their lives as well. They need to be speaking it now into their lives, because they need to know, just like we do. They need to know too. I mean, how do we expect them to act or be any different than us, or be any better than us, if we aren't doing it ourselves, if we don't believe ourselves? How do we expect? So my daughter Ashley Grace and I, we're going to be doing one of my favorite faith confessions today, and she's going to be saying it with me. So, you know, guys, because we have to get this in our spirits and in our children's spirits as well, because they're the next generation, and we need to start training them now. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the faith confession. So it is called I Am So Much More. Okay. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
For showing me.
For showing me.
I am so much more.
I'm so much more.
More than my experiences.
More than my experiences.
More than my thoughts.
More than my thoughts.
More than what I say.
More than what I say.
More than how I act.
More than what I act.
More than what I believe.
More than what I believe.
I can do.
I can do.
More than what I have.
More than what I have.
Right now.
Right now.
Today.
Today.
I see.
Myself.
As you.
As you.
See me.
See me.
No longer.
No longer.
Flawed.
Flawed.
I'm fixed.
Thank you.
No longer.
No longer.
Thinking.
Thinking.
I'm soaring.
I'm soaring.
No longer.
No longer.
Negative.
Negative.
I'm new.
I'm new.
I awaken. To newness.
To newness.
And freedom.
And freedom.
Like never before.
Like never before.
Because.
Because.
I am. Free.
Free.
To be.
To be.
So much more.
So much more.
Good job, Natalie. Good job. Good job, Ashley. You did such a great job.
Thank you.
So I just want to, well, I want to first, you know, I just wanted to tell her thank you because that was a lot. She's normally just watching her brother for me while I'm doing these shows. And today I just thought it would be a treat to have her actually with me doing this faith confession because it really means a lot to me. And I do truly believe that we need to have our children doing these confessions as well. So thank you so much, Ashley Grace, for helping me out today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, love you.
Love you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. All right, so we need to be reminded of who we are and whose we are. And not only that, but that we're free. We're free to be greater. We're free to start over. We're free to pick up exactly where we left off. Sometimes we don't have to start all over. Sometimes we just need to start exactly where we left off. And it says in the faith confession, it says, awaken to newness and freedom like never before. Awaken. We need to be awakened. We've been asleep too long. We've been asleep on our gifts, our purpose. Listen to this, okay? How long will you have to be shaken to move? How many times do you have to be shaken to actually move? Because, see, God will allow things to happen in our life to shake us, to awaken us while we're complaining like, Lord, help me. You see, I'm struggling. I'm stressed. Things are not going my way. But that's what we do. We make it all about us. And we're like, help me. Help me, God. And God's like, listen. Just listen. Wake up. See, because you are no longer flawed. You are no longer thinking. You won't be negative any longer. You are more. You will be more, and you will do more. So let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. Because, listen, y'all just need to get this book, okay? Y'all need to get this book. It's called Free to Speak Life, Faith Confessions. And that's all I'm going to say right now. It's by Valerie Boyce, okay? And she'll be a guest on the show shortly. I want you guys to hear from her. I'm going to let her tell you about the book and just really hear from her how God actually gave her these confessions. You know, because these confessions, you guys, are God-given. They speak so much power and authority over your life, you know. And I just want her to share that. This book is amazing. And it's like I almost want to just tell you and read some more to you. But I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for when she comes on the show. And I'm going to just let her fill you guys in. So I hope that this confession really helped you out. Remember, it's called I Am So Much More. And if you missed the confession, you can always replay this and hear it again, or you can go get the book. And when she gets on our show, I'll let her fill you guys in on more information about how you can get her book. And I think she has it in ebook form as well. So, but yeah, I just want to leave you guys with that. While you're doing these faith confessions, don't leave your children out. Let's them actually just be a part of it because they matter. There's a next generation. They matter. You got to start training them now. You got to start doing it now. Let it get, the more you say it, the more it gets into your spirit. Like I said, even if you don't believe it, because, you know, like, listen, when I first said this confession, even though I felt it and tears running down my face and everything, I didn't believe I was so much more. I didn't believe it. I was just like, yeah, I'm speaking this into existence, into my life. But, I mean, I really don't believe it yet. But now I know I am so much more. I'm so much more. I'm over all this negative stuff. The people that are not supposed to be in my life, that God's removing, I'm over it. You have to get over all these humps. Get over it. Because you're free. God made us free. Free to be so much more. More than anything that we could ever face. God's given us power and dominion over everything. And we need to start believing in ourselves so that we can do better. And these confessions, these faith confessions that we speak over our life every single day will allow us to just do that, to do that. So I love y'all. Listen, I'm going to see you on Monday with my husband, okay, Nate. See you for Marriage Mondays. And it trust me, it is going to be a nice topic. So come back on Monday. I'm going to see you on Monday because this topic on Monday is fire. It's a topic that I know lots of couples, whether you're married or just in a relationship or whatever, I know this is a question that that sparks some things within your relationship. So come back for Marriage Mondays. I'll see you on Monday. Remember, you are so much more. Remember, today is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. You know, it's sunny outside today. Where are you guys at? It's sunny outside. It's looking beautiful. And I hope it stays that way because the weather has kind of been up and down. But it really doesn't even matter what it looks like outside because guess what? It's a beautiful day. Don't waste it. I'm your host, Reese. Peace, everybody. Love you guys. See you Monday.